It's the All-14 Podcast, recording from the office studio. It's episode 127. It's Nas clocking in.
Sumi clocking in.
Yo, this is Lynn. I'm clocking in.
And today we have a special guest with us.
Samantha.
Here you go.
I love that name, Samantha. That's a really good name.
Samantha, tell them who you are, what you do, what you got going on.
So my name is Samantha. I am a licensed therapist. I don't know.
You're a licensed therapist for children.
For children, right?
Pediatric or?
Well, I work with families in general. My theory, I just feel like I can't work with a child or treat a child without working with the parents. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So even if I do have a child and they're my identified patient, I still incorporate the parents or guardians, whoever, into the treatment also.
Okay.
So I have that. I have my own private practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So when you're going through the school, when you're going to school and you're going through, you know, the process, because you said for families.
Yeah, just
so do you learn different things when, like, say, all right, I'm going to go in this, I'm doing children. Do you learn specific things? Like, can you go and be a therapist for adults as well?
I work with adults.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with adults, and a lot of adults that I work with, they have children.
Okay.
So those sessions look like, you know, they may be stressed out mm-hmm. because of something that transpired with their child. And then we process that. We process, like, communication skills.
Okay.
How to communicate with your child when there's, you know, some, you know, ruptures or some drama going on.
And what
on.
Do your sessions look like? Like, are they, do you, is it, do you take insurance? Is it?
So my private practice, I do take insurance. Mm-hmm. I do take a lot of insurances, private insurance.
Okay.
So I don't take state insurance.
Okay.
Just private insurance.
I can't use my welfare insurance.
I would try to use my WIC. I can't use WIC.
No.
Can I come with stamps?
What?
You can't give me a session on stamps.
You can't take payment in stamps. You can't say it on air. I bet your ass take payment in stamps.
Yeah,
though.
Say that. Yeah.
I'm trying to form my response. but no sessions pay with stamps. I would do the session for free.
Mm-hmm. Versus stamps.
Stamps.
What?
You took it for stamps?
Listen.
Wink, wink.
Listen.
Look, she going to say wink, wink. Like.
If you want to pay me in stamps for any of my services, I'm taking them.
I ain't going to lie. Same.
Same.
Food is high, child.
It's good.
I'm gonna get some. High.
I'm getting some lamb on
it
you.
It was a report in the news that the Philadelphia area grocery prices are higher than other areas surrounding.
Really?
Yep.
Niggas is eating.
That's yeah. Crazy. And when I went to the market needed to go to the market. There was nothing in there. So real shit. Like I know food high. Like they don't got nothing in that motherfucker.
So the market somebody buying
to go
it.
To the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody buying it.
I go to the market. I go to the market a lot yeah. for sure.
I go once a week just because I don't like stuff to get old and I buy just enough.
Yeah.
For
just
for
the week. Yeah. Because fresh like vegetables and fruit go bad.
Yes. After yeah. like day three.
Yeah.
Before,
yeah.
It's like over.
I'll be using some of the TikTok tricks and stuff like that they show you.
Oh, to like...
Yeah, like yeah. keep my bananas mm-hmm. in like a bag and everything
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
The top
I
yeah.
actually
yeah.
freeze all my bananas. Well, I only use bananas for smoothies, but I take... Yeah,
that's
mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
said bananas get in the smoothie and kick everybody's ass.
It do.
They
that's do. Why... Listen, I break them in half and then another half because I... You don't... It's... Yeah, it definitely yeah. does.
Take over everything. Look, it's mango and pineapple yeah. in here. Like, what?
You taste
yes. uh-huh. For sure.
So funny that it does that.
Yeah.
But okay.
So, I know you said you do work with a lot of kids. So, like, what's some of the common themes you probably see? I mean, Nas and our parents, Sumi's our auntie.
Yeah, but I was a troubled child.
She was a
so.
Troubled child, like yeah. you heard in our pre-production that we had here.
Yeah. So, aside from having my private practice, full time, I am a clinical supervisor, so I supervise other therapists, and behavioral consultants.
Okay.
Who work in the schools, in our public schools in Philadelphia, in an IBHS program. And IBHS is Intensive Behavioral Health Services. Mm-hmm. And you may have heard of like TSS back in the day, mm-hmm. like TSS workers and mm-hmm. one-on-ones and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So right now they're called behavioral health technicians. They're not called like TSS and one-on-one anymore.
I remember TSS.
I was in school. I had to cut you off. No, it was this TS. We said TS.
TSS.
One of the kids in my class had one, and it was like this Jamaican old head. Man, he used to be drawn, and he was a rat. I remember I cursed him out. He went and told. I got suspended. I was like, he lying.
I was in TSS when I first graduated college.
He used to be drawn.
What? My class was hell. And this one little girl. I don't know. I don't remember. Like, her name was Jahara. When I say her and her sister at TSS, they jumped somebody in school. This is second and third grade. Like, how do you know to jump somebody in second and third grade?
They seen it at home.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is like years ago.
Or their mom was like, if somebody hit your sister, you better jump in. Like, you know, this type of
like, right. Yeah, you got to stay with it. She jumped the other. Like, imagine mm-hmm. How old are you in second grade? Six, seven? Get jumped. By,
seven. You seven going
you
in.
You jumped in second grade.
You don't even know. Like, both of them beat me up. But anyway.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm cracking up.
I'll be cracking on people. Like, not to cut you off, but then continue to cut me off.
No, go ahead. Yes, my bad.
The common theme.
I had to tell my story. He wasn't my worker. He was the guy. He was the kid in the class TSS worker.
Yeah.
And he used to be drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Common theme.
I was a badass kid too.
Like with the kids in therapy, more so.
All right. So the common theme that I see is like lack of communication, lack of engagement from parents. Like if you think about it, most households is a one parent household, mm-hmm. Which means like that's only one person bringing in income, which means the parent is probably always at work.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're being raised by like I don't know, a grandparent, an aunt, the next older door sibling. Neighbor, older sibling, a library. I don't know, like, but it's not the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So that tends to draw like a rupture, and then we go into talking about like attachment styles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to form like a rupture between the child and the parent.
And what are some, not to cut you off,
what are some
like examples of attachment styles? Like if you could name just two off, how many are there?
It's a lot.
Okay.
I can, listen, secure attachment, that one, like the ruptured attachment, that one.
It's also like avoidant attachment styles,
yeah. That mm-hmm. one.
I think I have avoidant attachment styles.
But that's all I can give, mm-hmm. like, off the top.
Wait, you said, what was the R one?
Rupture.
What does that mean?
So that's when your attachment is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Is damaged. Not spending time, not being around, or the parent made you feel away and they didn't come back and apologize for it.
Okay.
So now you hold like, you know, some animosity towards your mom or your dad because they snapped at you yesterday and they still didn't apologize for it.
Or explain why they snapped at you.
They just think like everything goes back to being regular, right? Mm-hmm.
Can you be a combination of those attachment styles?
Yes.
Okay.
You definitely can. And I don't think rupture is an attachment style. I think it's an effect. It's something that happens after, like, not having something that you need. Like, mm-hmm. the relationship is ruptured. Mm-hmm. So it's not an attachment style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You rupture the relationship.
Right.
So that's just, like, things happening and people not apologizing for it. And if you, like, look at it, you're teaching your child how to apologize for things.
Right.
Like you're teaching your child how to deal with like difficult conversations and uncomfortable conversations. Because if you aren't doing it in the house and you're not setting that example for them, how do you expect them to then do
right.
it?
Right. 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 Mm. Okay.
Should we apologize to our kids?
Yes.
Really? Should I apologize for how I said it or what I said or what I said?
Or what I did.
Or what I did.
Well, first of all, you have to like talk to your child first and see what bothered them. like what hurt they feel.
What it's part
like,
of their?
I told you to wash the fucking dishes. Why you ain't washing? And I'm being Nas at this point.
I'm crying.
Because I told Nas. Nas said he got mad. I'm going to tell you the situation, right? Nas said, I told my daughter to wash the dishes, and she ain't do it, and I got to come in here and snap. And I said,
I said,
bro,
I got to come in there 6 o'clock in the morning from work and see dishes in the sink.
See his tone, right? Or just keep his tone, right? Yeah. I said, well, Nas, the therapist would say that you are projecting some of your trauma from when you had to come home.
From when I had to do dishes?
So you had to do dishes on her.
Okay, so and my thing is, right? And this is my thing to Lynn, because Lynn get bullied by his son. I know Carter, that's
because I'm getting bullied. See? See how he's attacking me now?
I know Lynn. This been my friend for years. I know his family. I know his kids. Mm-hmm. I know who run the house.
Go ahead.
It's the nigga Lynn can't even drink orange juice without his son telling him he can drink orange juice.
Go ahead.
That's true.
See? See, look, I'm
see, that, see how Nas is trying to project his. He's trying to bully me in this moment. See, a bully. We just talked about he was a bully
maybe
in second grade.
Maybe it's his son's orange juice, though. Nope. Like maybe no. Lynn bought it. Nope. Have their own juice.
No.
And the orange
no.
juice is his son.
Lynn can barely go in the refrigerator without his son.
All right, go ahead. Fit the scissor, right? Nas' daughter didn't wash the dishes.
She didn't.
And he came and was upset with her, and he yelled at her. And I told him that the therapist would tell him that he shouldn't be yelling at his daughter. He didn't even apologize.
No, it's not that I didn't apologize. It's that if I constantly have to say it. So my daughter's at an age. She's a teenager. So you're starting to grow. You have to remember to do things around the house that you have to do. It's something small. I'm not asking you to work. Mm-hmm. If I cooked dinner and you ate, you get the freedom to run up and down this, talk on your phone, the iPad, whatever the hell you want to do. I leave out and go to work. I need you to just clean the kitchen up. Mm-hmm. If I got to get off work, if I get here at 6:30 in the morning, whatever the case may be, and there's dishes in the sink
you
and the kitchen
in
I clean,
a dirty kitchen.
That I left.
It's pretty annoying.
It's
annoying,
too,
right? Overnight too. It's like, oh, well, I fell asleep. It's like, you wasn't asleep when I left,
right?
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm mad. So now I got to wake you up before you have to get up for school. I got to wake you up and say, yo, wash the dishes. Why wasn't the dishes washed? Oh, I fell asleep. How? You wasn't asleep when I left? Oh, I forgot. You can't keep doing that. Mm-hmm. So am I wrong for snapping on my daughter because she keeps forgetting stuff, keep forgetting to do a chore? I didn't curse her out.
I mean, is she really forgetting or is she
just
choosing,
being like
not, to
choosing
do
not to do
it?
Choosing not to freaking do it.
Choosing not
I know my daughter.
She didn't tell him that. He picking that.
But I mean, that's an age appropriate like
to
behavior.
Do it to,
like
right.
A teenager, don't nobody want to do nothing, especially
right.
Not no dishes.
Right.
That's like the worst chore.
In the bathroom.
My son said he'll do every chore but dishes. I said, nigga, what?
See how he told Lynn what he is and ain't going to do?
I said, nigga, you don't get to choose. Like,
yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah, okay.
How
yeah,
you
right.
Just get to choose?
Yeah, okay.
He just don't get no money from me. You just...
If he ain't getting the money, if he ain't getting the money from Lynn, he getting it from his mom, and the
that's
mom,
okay.
His mom getting the money. the mom getting the money from Lynn.
The
so
bills
it don't matter.
Come from me. I mean, the money come from me, so you ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever come out her pocket, that's all you.
It's from Lynn's pocket. I ain't going for it. I know.
Listen, I'm trying to be a stay at home dad like a Kiki husband.
No, but, husband. So Sam, am I wrong for this nigga Lynn crazy? Her baby father, you mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna say husband. Like they even together.
Kiki, you talk about?
Yeah,
Kiki Palmer.
Oh, okay.
So am I wrong for snapping?
I mean, maybe. Like you're not wrong for snapping because you're frustrated. If I continuously tell you to do something, and this is
your
job, like you know that this. If I cook. You have to clean the dishes. Now, if you know you get tired at a certain time, make sure you're down here to shoot. Clean the dishes right after you eat.
Right.
You know, clean
instead
the dishes.
Instead of going upstairs, letting the dishes.
Upstairs.
Right.
Exactly. Just that, clean the dishes.
And that's my thing.
And dishes can be annoying. So how can we find ways to make you enjoy
and,
cleaning
yeah,
dishes?
Yeah, talk on the phone
is,
while you're doing
the
dishes.
Thing is,
listen to
thing.
Some music while you're doing the
listen
dishes.
Listen to music. Yeah. Yes.
I clean as I go. So you only clean. It's not even. You just might do the pots that you got to take the food out of and put them in the bowls and stuff like that. Yeah, I tell all the time. I say if I go to work and my boss tell me to do something and I keep forgetting, I won't have a job. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm like I'm just trying to let you know that in life you have responsibilities regardless of who you are, however old you are. Don't think because you get when you become grown you don't have no responsibilities.
It just increase.
That's what I. That's what I try to. That is what I tell her.
Your responsibilities
increase. I'm like, so I'm on.
I still gotta wash dishes as an adult,
right?
But I also have to pay bills, go to work, go look after you. I'm responsible for you. You know, I have all these other things to do. The least you could do is.
And I tell, listen, I said when you, I said you don't forget to hit me up for no money. You don't forget to send me no clothes or sneakers you want. I said if I forget to buy some sneakers and the Tally man, you said you need some, you on my line.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I'll be like, what your priorities? I'm like, you gotta have your priorities straight. I'm like, all I ask you to do is just clean just certain things around the house.
Yeah. Accountability. So if she gets
accountability. There we go. That's what I'm trying to teach her. Accountability.
So now I just had a quick therapy session, y'all.
Yeah, accountability. No, this, seriously.
But this is how family sessions go. So I was a family therapist for a long time until COVID hit, and then I was like, not quit. Yeah, I have my own family that I have to
figure out. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy when COVID hit, like people, like I saw like divorces spiked and shit like that because people really had to be around their families a whole lot.
You know what's so crazy? I'm sorry to tell my father's business, but this sorry, is what I'm dealing sorry. With right now. But so my dad is a motherfucking Rolling Stone, right? COVID hit.
Sound like my grandpa.
But he's older. So, you know, he was really scared to go outside. I mean, he wasn't in the beginning, but his life consisted of like, he owns 10 property. You know, his life consisted of doing what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, period. So he was scared. After a while, he was scared to go outside. I think I got COVID and my nephew got COVID. So he was like, all right, this shit is real. Mm-hmm. So we had to sit and like soak with himself. Mm-hmm. And that spiked so much shit in him. So I'm saying the COVID shit, like it really made you like sit and like think about like, okay, what is life? Like, what the fuck? Not even think. It was you were kind of forced to do it.
You were.
Yeah, you were forced to sit in all types of shit. So you know, people have probably been together, but you know, you at right, work, I'm right. at work. You know, you might see your kid this and it was like, oh, I hate this little motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you really ugly for real. Yeah. That's like one of those.
But
things.
It spiked like, shit. So it first started with the depression, right? And then with the depression, you so sad that you had a stroke. Mm-hmm. So now it's like I'm dealing with the depression and the stroke. But I don't want the people that's dealing with the stroke to know that I got depression. So it's like it was just so crazy. And it's funny how like, you know, like when you get older, it's like the kids be therapy. I like the word therapize. I just love this word. It's not a word, but I love it.
I like it too.
It's so cute. I think
what is it?
Therapize.
Is that a real
yeah,
word?
So when I was recording, therapy. I did I sat down with a therapist, and that was the name of the thing, therapize me. I just love that word. But like, it's like the children start to therapize the fucking adults, and now I gotta sit with him and be like, baby, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? You told me depression wasn't real all these years, and now look at you. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So COVID definitely like forced us to really tap in for real. Now, mm-hmm. Some of us, you know, some people never stayed.
Mine, I kept it rolling.
Yeah,
like I still was at work every day.
Yeah.
Actually more than before COVID.
See, I got COVID and I was down for a while, so I kept testing positive, so I was like, I ain't going around nobody. So I was down. Like, it definitely mm-hmm. made me tap in. But I feel like I always have those sessions where we got to, you know, I got to tap in with myself. But I forgot where I, you know, not to cut you off, but I cut you off.
Well,
it was Lynn. I think it was Lynn you cut off.
No, I can't remember. But so what are some things you probably think we projected on our kids from, like, the way we grew up? Because we were talking about it early, like, we kind of, like, you know, we grew up outside. We in the streets.
I can answer that.
Not, I mean, everybody
not as much
it,
as,
right.
as no, maybe as in depth she can.
I would love to hear like you guys' insight. I think like I'm here as a guest to like talk and stuff, but it's really like nice to hear
like the outside other. Looking.
A lot of times, I look at how I was raised and what I had to go through as a kid and how life was hard as a kid, but it wasn't as hard as kids have it now. Mm. And I think I'm harder on my kids because I know life is harder now. Like, I don't think my mom was in tune with my life and what's going on in my, like, at my age as we are as parents. Like, I know what's going on as kids and teenagers and stuff like that. I'm in tune with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm harder on my child because I don't want her to be a statistic. And I know who young females, if they are statistic, what happens? Teenage pregnancy, things like that, and drugs, and it can go downhill. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be hard on her and teach her things in life to where, though, she's responsible. She knows how to do things. She knows how to deal with things that come her way, adversity that come her way. And it can be hard because I know I can be militant sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know I can be. And I project, I don't want her to be what I've seen women be, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to be too hard on her.
Yeah, because no, then right, you'll drive her to those right, those things that right, you didn't want as well. Yeah.
Naz, we can talk after the show, though, if you would
nah,
like.
Naz
needed it. I'm off of therapy. I love therapy. Yes. I love therapy, so I'm fine with that.
I love therapizing black men. Period. And I was going to put that on the show. I love therapizing black men because they need it so bad. And they don't, I can't speak for them, but I feel that they don't feel like they have an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Or can't show vulnerability. Vulnerability. Like, it's hard to show vulnerability because it means, like, you're weak or something like that.
Look at that. Look at the sense of this is, like, a whole different. Look at me crying because he was talking about probation and parole.
I didn't even listen to
it. He was talking about how when he went to jail, he was breaking laws, driving to Jersey, dropping his kid off to school, but he like, I didn't want to miss dropping my kid off to school because I was locked up for so long.
Yeah.
And it was like the new bill that they passed is like, it's giving those guys opportunity to do things with their family and be on probation less. And the nigga start breaking down crying and nigga just in the comments saying this and that. I'm like, man, that
were
shit.
They?
Yeah. Wow. Some people was, you know, like, you know, giving them congrats and everything like that. Yeah. But you know,
that's
niggas
tough.
You know, internet, you know, niggas
that's
on the internet,
because you know how they like the memes, how they make everything a meme. They said like when a black man breaks down, like they had, they turned like Kanye into a meme and like Tyrese into a meme.
Yeah.
And
what do you want like, from me? What more do you want from
I mean, some people you could have cut the camera off, like,
right.
You didn't have
Tyrese was filming himself. Meek was getting, he was at a conference.
Yeah, Tyrese taking it,
he was at a news
taking
conference.
It a little
and I get it because it's real, like moms have those feelings, like, you know, like moms feel like a myriad of different feelings when it comes to our child. So what makes a father exempt? Like a dad isn't exempt to feeling anything.
We gotta be hard, man. Pause. We gotta stay like,
you know, I hate that. See, pause.
She just talked about being vulnerable. He can't even say hard without saying pause.
He can't say pause. I want him to just say.
Why can't I say pause?
You know I hate that pause.
That's why I do it. Zach, I do it on here because if I didn't say it, people would DM me, say pause, bro.
But you know my stand. Naz knows my stand on like men and vulnerability. Like I am very, I am not a therapist, but a lot of men come to me to
vent.
They do. Yeah. And I love, it's a gift and a curse for sure. I love that I'm a safe space, but sometimes I'm like, damn, I need a safe space too, you know.
Yeah. We're gonna have to find Sumi a man, right? This is my search for 2024.
You can't be coming to her.
By 2024, one of my goals is to find my bro, Sumi, a man who don't look at her as a bro. She need a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cause bros, she came on a bosom and then it's
over. But it's just how she is.
It's my energy.
I always tell her the energy that she has. You can't help who you are.
I know.
And then men, we weird. Us niggas weird. We are.
I came over here for something. Now, bitch, I'm over here in therapy. Like,
no, for real. But that's the kind of energy she has. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
she's a person
I think
you can really talk
to about
anything.
Also, that I'm actually asking questions, and a lot of people don't ask questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. And really, I have a very selfish way about me. I only do things that, honestly, that benefit me. And I'm not in monetary. Like, if it does not benefit me, I probably won't do it. So when I'm asking questions, I'm not asking just because. You know what I mean? Like, I'm asking because how was your day? I remember I was talking to this guy. He would text me not every day, but we would have a conversation. And he would just be like, you know, how's your day? Blah, 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 blah. Then when it was time to talk about him, he would kind of like fizz out.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I had to call him one time. I said, are you slow? I'm asking you what's going on. Why I'm not used to, you know, the energy reciprocated. Get over it. Like, bro,
they just want to know what's up with that dick when they text
me.
How
are
you girls
doing?
Is aggressive.
No. Like, what's up?
Lynn,
what's going on?
Lynn is crazy.
We just had a conversation about how
the girls are aggressive.
Women are aggressive these days. They are very aggressive.
But, you know, you meet people that are... you meet men that even when you do try to be that silver lining, you know, they're not used to, you're not even giving me a chance, you know, you, or maybe it's like, damn, I appreciate the way you blah, 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 but you're not even like open.
I can speak because I've dated women throughout my years. Right. And we're not used to a woman, like, when you find that woman, like, you could be safe and yourself and goofy and all, you'd be like, damn, like, you'd be happy. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be surprised, but it catch you by surprise because you're like, I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we put up, we put our guard up to where, though, like, damn, like, I don't know, like, how, what the fuck she really want from me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, does she really care? You know what I mean? Like, so...
But yeah, I just like, if we in each other's space, let's not waste time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's feel what we can feel. Let's do what we can do. Mm-hmm. And if it lasts forever, then it does. If it doesn't, then, you know, everything is a learning lesson. But I don't come to me. I don't know. I don't like that half shit. Like, allow me to be. I don't know. You want me to be who I want to be, but then when I'm that, you scared of it. Like, what?
We got a therapy session going on with Tumi.
It always turns into
it. Always turns into it.
And I'm over here taking notes because my brain, listen, I will forget to come back to something. Yeah.
Go ahead. What you about to come back to?
Look at your handwriting.
Thank you.
Love it.
My handwriting has honestly looked like this since, like, first grade.
Y'all can't see it, but it's very, like tight. Like,
second grade. And
it's like George Washington.
Yeah.
Second grade.
You went to Catholic school?
Nope. They don't even teach cursive in school no more.
No, they don't. That's crazy. They don't teach cursive.
So now when your kid got to sign something and they say signature, they write their name out.
They print it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been teaching my son a little cool little something.
It's weird that they just forgot about that, though.
No, it just don't matter because everything electronic.
But it matters. Mm-hmm. And somebody actually told me to, when you sign something, make sure your signature is, like, crappy. So, like, people can't sign your signature. Mm. So don't do nothing all neat.
Yeah,
and cute,
I do a crappy one when I call my bank and tell them that wasn't me. Look at that signature.
What a sign, right? Well, my left hand. who was the king of diamonds in Miami?
I'm just being charged. That wasn't me. That don't look at my other signatures and look at that shit. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Put
up
the cameras. I'm right there with my shirt on.
It wasn't me.
Wait, but what were you? What were you?
I wanted to.
You wanted to come back
to
something.
Aggressive. I forget exactly what it was, but, like, aggression in women.
Well, I don't use that word a lot. I use assertive. I am because aggression is a negative connotation behind that.
Yes.
So I use assertive a lot because I'm surrounded by a lot of men, like, even friends. I mean, I have a lot of women friends, but, like, I have more guy friends than I think a normal woman should have. But I have a lot of males in my family. I have a lot of guy friends that I kind of just adapt to. But they always be like, yeah, you being they make jokes. And I'm like, no, I'm assertive. I always correct them. But I prefer the assertive
I was told
name.
I was told it's like an insult when you tell a black woman she aggressive.
Yeah.
Because black women are labeled as like angry and.
The angry black woman.
Yeah.
Or how about the strong? You're going to be a strong black woman. Yeah. You're so strong.
Yeah.
No, I want my lady to be soft.
I don't want no limit soldier.
I was listening to one of your other podcasts, and you were speaking to a young lady, and I forget the podcast. Oh, my God. And I heard you say something about the, like, no limit soldier or whatever.
Yeah. I don't want no limit soldier. I want my lady to be soft as possible.
But is it feasible for a lady to be soft? If she has to do everything, like, for
but when you with me, you ain't got to do everything.
Before she met you, she's a single mom. Mm-hmm. She's in school. She's working two jobs. Mm-hmm. She's doing, like, a whole bunch of stuff to, like, get her degrees and like, you know, by herself and raising her child. And, like, you can't be soft. Like, it's nothing is funny. Like, ain't nothing funny. Like, when you tunnel vision as a woman and you're doing something and you have, like, an end goal, ain't shit funny. Like, what we laughing at? What we talking about? Yeah, I gotta knock these classes out. Then once I do these classes, I gotta go to work. Then when I'm at work, once I leave work, I gotta do my internship that's connected to my class. Like, I can't be soft. I don't have time. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no time for a lady to be soft or a woman to be soft when she's doing everything that says masculine energy. Yeah. When she has to, like, cook, clean, go to the supermarket. Oh, my God, that is a burnout. Do you know, like, making a shopping list?
You know.
Going to the supermarket, getting the stuff, bagging your own stuff, right? You got to go in the marketing with your own bags. I think that's so crazy. Bagging up all your stuff by yourself, bringing it home, unloading your car, right?
Tell your story, queen.
putting
tell your story.
Like, oh, they're gonna eat this one up. They might clip this up.
For real. You gotta put the stuff in the fridge. First of all, you gotta clean the refrigerator out before you even go to the market.
I gotta get rid of things that I don't need.
Listen, because you don't want to buy the same thing that you already had.
It's
in
a
here.
Lot.
It's a
and
lot.
I don't. That's why I always say like, and I don't have children, so I can't even fucking imagine having to do all of these things that I'm already doing. Plus kids, I'm like, kill me now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how you manage. I mean, kudos to y'all, the mothers and the fathers. Like, kudos to y'all, because I can't see it.
I love seeing, black men in the supermarket. I think it's decent.
You was asking me, can she really be soft after doing all that?
After doing all of
that. You did all that by yourself. If you with me, you don't have to do all that.
Right, but she not with you. So when she get with you, that's a transition.
Yeah, right. She's saying like the transition, right.
I'm used to doing everything by myself.
Yeah. So when you, I feel like when you're dating, like when you're getting to know someone and then you start dating someone, you know who you can be vulnerable with.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, you see like I could soften up a little bit. But when I say I don't want to deal with the no limit soldier, I want a soft girl.
But it does take a second, Nas. It does.
I'm not disputing that at all. I know it takes a second. That's why I said when you're getting to know somebody and then you're dating, you know who you're dealing with. You know the kind of man you're dealing with. You know that I know I cook, I clean, I wash clothes, I wash my own clothes. You know what I mean? I do all those things. So even after working at night, I can work 16 hours. I go to sleep for a little bit, go to the market, come home, cook. I do all that. So I understand the frustration of having to walk through the market, having to deal with long lines because there's only two registers open. And I don't go to the self-checkout because I feel like self-checkouts take jobs.
I feel like I don't work here. One time I went
exactly. So if I got to go to self-checkout, I got to take some shit out.
That's why
myself.
I
got to pay myself.
No, that's why I still. Because like, what is this? What do you
got? I got to pay myself.
What am I doing here?
I went to Target one morning and I had like a bunch of, so you know them Target runs where you just got to reload up like the 24 packs of tissue and the paper towels and I had everything in this cart. And I'm standing here in the line, and the person was like, oh, the lane's closed. You got to do self-checkout. I was like, I will leave this cart right here. Like, you tripping.
I like self-checkout. I don't know.
Self-checkout take jobs.
I always get a little something when I go. It's like a little.
AutoZone had self-checkout.
Yes,
I was at AutoZone 15 in Baltimore. But he was like, you can just go over there and check out. Nigga, you know I'm about to steal a tire pressure gauge, right? I'm stealing this tire pressure gauge.
Wawa got it now.
Wawa do got it now.
Yeah.
That's
like,
why I don't pay for my chicken
this.
Bites
don't
either.
Scan it right.
Buffalo chicken bites I'm eating while I'm in the store waiting for my sandwich.
You got to eat it while you're in the store.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you know.
I just had to. True story.
True story.
I was in 7-Eleven, not last, the night before last. This might have been Thursday night. I was in 7-Eleven on Market Street. I'm going to work. I'm in there buying some juice, whatever the case may be, buying some snacks. And I hear the guy at 7-Eleven. I always go to the 7-Eleven, so I know the people who work in there. We always have conversations. They Muslim, too. So we always have conversations, things like that. There's a young guy in there still, and it looked like he was dressed like coming from work. The nigga opened up a Monster, and he had some kind of Oreo cookies or some shit like that. He was eating it, and the nigga went to go walk out, and the dude locked the door because they could lock the door in 7-Eleven, right? He was like, put it back. You trying to steal that? He was like, or pay for it. He was like, I don't got no money.
Just regular.
Just the young boy was like, I don't got no money. He's like, I don't have no money to pay for it. I wanted something to drink, whatever the case may be. He's like, you either pay for it or you going to jail. And I'm like, this university depends. I know the university police is somewhere around here.
Lock you up. Yeah.
So I'm like, I look at the young boy. He like, I don't have no money. He like, I ain't paying for it. You going to let me out? I'm like, matter of fact, I'll pay for it. I'm like, I'll pay for it because I'm like, you ain't even got to go to jail for no damn Monster and no damn Oreo cookies. I'm like, you about to fuck up your whole life, whatever you got going on. For Monster and the cookies. And the guy was like, no, brother, you ain't got to pay. I said, I am going to pay so that you can let this man out and go. And he could take this Monster, or obviously he needed it. He didn't have no money. He like, no, you come in here, you buy stuff, you pay for stuff. Why he can't? I said, because he don't have no money. That's why he's stealing. I said, don't worry about it. Just ring it up with my stuff and go. Boy was like, man, thank you. I was like, yeah, man, you about to go to jail for some fucking Monster and some cookies.
What's a Monster?
Energy drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
You ain't trying to go to sleep. Chubby up.
But he looked like he was getting off work, some kind of like uniform on, but he don't got no money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, like, bro, you about to mess up your whole life or whatever you got going on in life for some, because they're going to take you to jail. They definitely, university police definitely going to take you to jail for stealing out of there. It's a petty theft. So you about to have a petty theft charge on your whole jacket. I said, let me just pay for it, man.
So Like what? So kind of nice, like being that father figure. Do you see, like, do you hear a lot of kids be like, "Yo, it's because my dad not around. My dad, mm. or my mom got too many dudes coming around, stuff like that." Do you hear from like hear any of that?
I do hear a lot about like fathers not being present. They're either deceased, mm-hmm. In jail, or incarcerated. I be trying to say incarcerated.
Yeah.
Or just not around.
Mm-hmm. Just not around.
Just yeah. like choosing not to be around. Like I like some of the stuff that I hear while like doing intakes and things like that for services. You know, we go through some questions and, you know, I have to ask, like, you know, so is the father present, like when we're talking about supports and who shows up for the kid. And one parent told me that, like, the dad went away with his girlfriend and, like, her kids to, like, Disney. But they daughter didn't go. Like, his daughter didn't go. He didn't take his daughter.
So was it like the mom said, "Shh, my daughter can't go"?
Or the dad just didn't
or
take
him? Or the dad didn't take him? Because sometimes that play a part.
See, that's the thing. I only got it from the mom.
Oh, you got it from the mom. Yeah, so you don't know what part of the story.
I got it from the mom. Yeah. But to hear that and to know that it still happened, regardless of who fault it was.
Yeah, the child still feels it regardless of like whose decision
it was. Yeah. And it goes to a deeper point of like the ability or inability to co-parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the child suffers. And that's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair at all that when you are like not capable of co-parenting that the child is the one that suffers.
That suffers. Because normally
and,
that's what it
you
is,
know,
right?
The mom and the dad are both like doing their own thing, you know, and bickering so much and going back and forth that their thought isn't even the child, or like they're presenting mm-hmm. in school with behavioral issues and, you know, they eloping from the classroom or they getting into fights all the time because they're upset. You know, it's tough. It's a lot of different facets. We could like really unpack a lot when we talk about children and co-parenting or the lack thereof, because it does take both parents. But when you know, one parent isn't available or as consistent as the present parent, it does put more pressure mm-hmm. on that present parent, which causes a lot of frustration of like parents being like, "What the F? Didn't I tell you to clean these effing dishes? Mm-hmm. Like, why the F these dishes not clean?" You know, you may be the only parent in that moment, and you just feel like all the pressure is on you. When you do go to like say something, you may not mean to say it in that tone, but that's right. the tone that comes
right.
out.
Right.
So yeah, I'm frustrated, but I shouldn't have spoke to you like that.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday. My bad. I was a little irritated. But you think you can like really do better with cleaning the dishes? Like if I ask you to clean the dishes, just clean the dishes.
And that be my thing, what I say with my daughter, because I pride myself on if something happens at work, I leave that shit at work. Cause you know why? That shit ain't affecting me. Once I leave out of work, I don't give a fuck what they do there. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens at home, when I leave out the door, I leave it at home because I don't want to take it to work with me. Mm-hmm. So even if I do find myself with being frustrated in life and I, you know, something's going on with my door and I snap on her, I always try to say, look, I need you to understand this. This is why I'm angry and I'm saying this to you because this is what's leading up to this. This is what you've done. This is what you've done. So the frustration from all these things that you've done till now is getting me there. Mm-hmm. This is why I snapped on you. Mm-hmm. And I tried to let her know, like, this ain't just no one thing. And she thought, like, Dad, if I tell her no because she didn't, that ain't fair. I'm like, believe it or not, life isn't fair.
At all.
I used to hate hearing that.
But
like,
you understand.
But it literally is not.
But life isn't fair. I always tell her, she said, you always say that. I'm like, because I promise you, it isn't fair.
It's not fair.
You're telling me something. I get it. I hear you out. I'm hearing you tell me what happened and explain yourself. But this is my rebuttal to it.
Yeah. And overall, like you saying, like you coming back to the situation and you kind of like apologizing, but also letting them know, like, this is why I did,
it is,
you know,
right,
XYZ.
Right.
And you saying that, Samantha, you saying that that kind of like mold you as far as like how you go through, I guess, relationships and like when you want. So I'm going to connect it because like my mom is not an apologizer at all. She still ain't. Like I think
I ever got an apology from my
mom. Man, I ain't never get no apology from my mom.
Not an apology.
You got one?
Not an
Never?
No. I never got one from my mom.
My mom is quiet, though. She's not. My mom is really reserved and really laid back. And as a teenager, I used to be like, Mom, you always quiet. Don't nothing get to you. Like, you just, she's so cool. Like, that's my girl. That's my little baby.
not over here.
Like, my mom, I ain't never get no apology.
She cool.
But it, like, really reflects, because, like, okay, what you saying, like, oh, my mom never apologized, right? So we kind of just move on. We get, we a little angry, we move on. I literally am that in life. Like, my dad often, he'll be trying to have a conversation with me. Well, how did it make you feel? I'll be like, it is what it is. I say that so fucking much to where, like, I'm probably not even, that's why I have, like, delayed reaction on my feelings, because, like, I'm not even processing, like, what just happened. It's kind of just like, I mean, the damage is done. It is what it is. The damage is done, and it's not that deep. I say these things, like, too much, actually. Mm-hmm. So, like, now it kind of makes sense, because I'm used to, you know, growing up in my household where somebody fuck up or somebody might do something wrong and we kind of just move on. And I use that in my day to day. Like, I really do. But lately, I've been really I know, for my zodiac people out there, I've been really tapping into my Aries energy. When I tell you, I don't let shit slide. I just sent the nice email to corporate. Some nigga I was fucking with, I checked him real good, because I'm so used to being like, it is what it is. This didn't work for me. Let's move on. Now I'm checking it, but I'm also moving on, because sometimes people need to hear where you fucked up at.
Or it'll continue.
Right. And not just anything. For you, for me. Like, now I'm just letting this continuous behavior happen in my life. And now I'm just drained and I'm, you know, whatever, whatever. So yeah, like I'm definitely effect. Right. And I'm definitely learning. I'm big on therapy as well. Just like Nas. I was in therapy young. I haven't done it as an adult, but my little backstory, I found out who my dad was really late.
Okay.
So that kind of like fucked me up as far as like trust. And my brother Chill, he always be like, you always gonna think it's a setup first. I think everything is set up. whatever you ask me, a nigga be like, where you from? I be like, well, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything somebody say to me.
I go, I've been on the phone like, damn.
Yeah, like no, I'm heavy. Why, what's up?
I don't got nothing. Baby, I don't want to hurt you.
Turn it down. See, like, that's the Philly we talk
that's
about.
That's the Philly, come yeah. Right out you. But it's also the trauma. That's like, the South it's Philly the it's child.
Yeah, I ain't going. People got like three questions. I was like, what's up? Like, you
I don't like where you from. It bothers me. But like I said, like, I am going through these things, and I'm thankful that, like, my dad's side, they suffer with a lot of, like, illnesses, mental illnesses. Mm. But my mom is so, even though she is a crazy-ass sage, like, through and through and through, right? My mom and my dad are both sage. She taught me, like, being vocal. So, like, even though she is crazy, like, I still can articulate myself. I'm not, like, trapped in my feelings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I definitely have. I always say, like, even though y'all both crazy as hell, my life is crazy as hell because of y'all, it's the balance that really, really helps me. But, like, when you said that, like, your parents not apologizing to you, that's how you, you know, move through life. That really is. When they don't, you won't even have to apologize to me. We let a lot of time pass. I'll be like, it is what it is. You know, yeah, people fuck
it's
up.
It's weird. It's like, even when you, like, arguing with your siblings, whatever, they don't really say sorry. So right. You just be like, yo, mom looking for you. Like, yo, you want to get food in the fridge. It's like, real shit just really gets swept
under the rug. And I just went through my first adult issue with my little sister. Like, I'm 31. My little sister is 27. We're 4 years apart. And that could be off my math real bad. 28, 29, 30, 31. Yeah, we're 4 years apart. But we went through our first, like, real thing. And that's why I realized, like, I'm really growing as a person, because it needed to be addressed. You owe me an apology. Like, and we can't move on until you give me that apology. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta go back to therapy as an adult. I feel like I have, like, blossomed so much, but there's so much work that I still need to do because my trust levels is in the fucking shitter.
See, we got Sumi on here in the whole therapeutic.
Therapize me. I love it. But also, when I used to go to therapy as a kid, my therapist used to be like, you would be a great therapist. But I couldn't do the school. I couldn't stick through the school. Like, I just really couldn't do it. It was very hard for me. But I definitely gotta find a new therapist. And I love when we get to sit and have these conversations, because, like, okay, they're parents, you're a parent, you're also a therapist, right? Mm-hmm. But I come from, like, a child point, because I'm not a parent, but I've been through so much as a child. Mm-hmm. So I could be like, well, when you said that, I know how I felt when I was a mm-hmm. child. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I'm mm-hmm. still kind of in that space where I'm growing from my childhood trauma.
Right.
So I'm able to, like, reflect on those things where they're able to reflect on, like, the parent things. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to reflect on both sides. So it's kind of cool to hear, like, and even with my mom, I'll be giving her, like, nah, like, because when that happened back then, it made me feel like this. And it kind of affects how I deal with men or how I deal with, you know, other shit. My dad just asked me, he was like, I've been single for a while. He said something about being single, and I was like, man, I don't trust niggas. Like,
you just told a nigga if he asked you too many questions, like, you just said,
yeah, me. Like, what you trying to do?
No,
what's up with you?
I was gonna ask, Sam, you said your mom never apologized, right?
No,
she said she was, like, very quiet.
My mom is very quiet, so she would do things, she would probably react to me, like, because as a teenager, I was mean.
Really?
Yeah, I was mean. But she would react to me. And then she would, like, hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would just, like, start talking again. Or, like, hey, like, want to go get your nails done? Or, like, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, hey, come ride with me.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Like, that was the apology.
I think our generation of parents, I think they, like, before, like, parents didn't apologize.
No,
I don't never recall my mom. No. I think just the crazy thing. My mom still does not apologize. Right. The crazy thing is, I think me and my mom had, like, a little fallout, maybe, like, in the summertime. Right. And she still didn't. She didn't. I told her where I felt like she was wrong and everything. Right. She still didn't apologize. She was like, well,
that's the thing. Well. Yeah.
Well,
it's like, what the fuck you mean?
What you mean? What you, like, you know?
Well,
I mean?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, say that.
So finish your sentence.
Right. No. Like, listen.
Do you need me to write it out?
I'm telling you. I had a conversation with my mom before, and I forget exactly what we were talking about. I may have been, like, talking about my dad or something, and something. He, like, I don't know. Me and my dad cool too. Like, that's my homie. Like, that's mm-hmm. my guy. But it's still, like, stuff with
yeah.
dad, you know, just not being around. Like, I needed you to be, like, it, or, like, running his own movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm grown. He's
Rolling
trying,
Stone.
You know, he want to be in my movie, and it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
As we get older,
it's hard to let you in. Mm-hmm. Like, give me a second. Yeah, I got you, but give me a second. Me a yeah.
yeah. It's like, sit right here and eat the popcorn and be quiet. Like, don't, like, you know,
yeah.
think you just entitlement. I don't
yeah.
know, man. But my mom actually said one day, you know, we were having a conversation. We hung up. She called me back, and she was like, I just would like to apologize, you know, if I ever did anything or made you feel a way about
yeah,
anything
yeah.
As a child, or, like, when you was younger. Like, I didn't know, like, you don't get a book, like,
right.
on how to be a parent. And I was doing a lot,
yeah.
you know, and I was, you know, working and
mm-hmm.
single mama too,
mm-hmm.
and just doing a bunch. So I'm sorry. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, that really, like, set.
Eased
like,
right, a little bit.
Yeah. Cry, they tell
yeah.
me sorry.
Yeah, see, my dad, I think I spoke on it before on the podcast. Like, I think when I turned 30, I think I called my dad and we had, like, a real live conversation. Like, I was crying. You know what I mean? And me and my dad had a conversation after that, and we have a conversation now, and he'll bring it up, like, man, son, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, my dad apologized.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he see, like, how things – what he did affected me. You know what I mean? So my next question was, should we tell our children, like, our childhood trauma, our experience in life and things like that we've been through?
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. Maybe not. Like, you don't have to be like, on December 12th.
Right.
You know, 1994. You know, this, like, you don't have to do that. But, like, that transparency, that vulnerability, that, like, showing them, like, I'm human.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, I was
yeah.
your age, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I was 14, I went through mm-hmm. this is what life looked like for me when I was 14. And I don't want you to have to go through that,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I don't want you to experience those things. So, you know, I'm trying to do better as a parent.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you don't feel the way I felt
yeah.
when I was your age. Apologizing shows them that you're human. You make mistakes. Even at our old age, we make mistakes. We mess up
every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
You know, I apologize. You know, I didn't mean it, or I didn't mean to come off that way. Like, I did sound a little mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I said
mm-hmm.
that, or, you know, my son be like, "Dang, mom," I be like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah,
my bad.
I do that to my mom a lot. Like, I gotta check her a lot when. The way that she, when I was younger, it didn't really bother me much. But now that I'm really, I think, tapping into who I am as a person and what I will and will not accept,
mm-hmm.
like, you get added to that too. You don't get no. You don't get no.
No, you don't get no passes.
You don't get no passes because you my mom.
You're not exempt from this.
No, you are not exempt for this. Like, you gotta address me how you know.
I think that's women though, because guys are like, man, that's just my.
That's my mom. That's just my mom.
But that's the thing though. That's what I say about men. Is constantly like, ah, it is what, like how I've been all my life. It is what. No, it's not though. It's really not. Like, come at me correct.
It'll continue, but it also, if you're not like. If you're not like, I don't want to say checking situations,
yeah.
But if you weren't like checking in with people about something that they did to make you feel away, they possibly don't even know because
yeah.
that's mm-hmm. just them.
And
know?
That's 100
people
yeah.
be like, oh, that's just how so and so, you know, no, like mm-hmm. when it comes to me, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't like when you do X, Y, and Z, or I don't like every time I walk in the house, you gotta, you know, say something like smart or mm-hmm. joking, like in a joking way, or mm-hmm. you know, I don't really like that.
Yeah.
Like, could you like not? Do that like yeah, you know yeah. And if they be like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, my bad, or you know, people spin it like, oh, you know, I'm just playing, you know,
yeah, don't play with me like that.
It's like mm-hmm. okay, but I don't like it. End the discussion. And then you encounter them the next time and the next time and it's still the same thing, then I mean, do you want to?
Like, right, right, know? Right.
But give people the chance to correct their behavior mm-hmm. because if you don't, it's going to continue regardless. Yeah.
And I hate those people like, you know what you did. No, sometimes you really got to tell me.
Yeah,
you really got to tell me.
Yeah. But I was, my original question, you answered the same. I was going to say, to Lynn, do you feel like you talked to Carter about your past, like things you've been through in life?
It's kind of hard because, like, you know, kids today, they think you were never kids. They just think you grew up.
For
and
sure.
You just mm-hmm, 30. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, like, you was born in the late 1900s. Like, nigga, no. But sometimes they just don't believe what we went through. Like,
yeah.
Yo, you know, like, Nas, we from Southwest. Like, yo, we seen people, like, get shot. We been on a block where people are shooting. Like, you got to... Childhood, you know, we talked about it earlier. We're like, yo, you can go outside and not have to watch your back. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't gotta look around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's hard, even like that. And females, like, you know, we were talking about it earlier about, like, you know, guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Like, people started super, super early mm-hmm. back then.
Yeah.
And like now, it's like on TV and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it's
like, right,
no,
your
rated
face.
R on TV no more.
No,
yeah, yeah.
TV comes on.
Like, you, the most I would see on TV is a kiss, and that would be it.
Yeah, that would be it.
A guy might take a shirt off. A guy might take a shirt off or something. Like, you know what I mean? Things like that.
I think Kids was the wildest movie we've seen. Y'all ever seen Kids?
I don't think I've seen Kids.
No, I ain't seen Kids.
Kids is the wildest movie. And I know people listening, it's like the young boy, he like out having like sex with a bunch of girls, and he actually have AIDS.
Mm.
He give it to like a girl her first time having sex.
Mm.
Damn.
It's the craziest show.
Oh, yeah.
It was
it's a show
early,
or was it?
It's a movie. It's a movie. Early 90s or whatever.
Okay.
But like some stuff I do shelter because it's like, you're not going to believe me. But then again, I don't want to project my fears
mm-hmm. onto you.
Onto
yeah.
my son, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just, yeah.
You yeah. still want you to I be a kid. I still want that innocence.
Yeah, yeah, for
with
sure.
With him a little bit.
I've talked to my daughter about things I've been through in life. I think the first time I told her I was in jail, she
yeah.
was like, what? I was like, yeah, I was 18. I went to jail. I was in jail for about like 2 years. I know what she was in jail for. And I went on and told her about my case and everything. She was like, Dad, seriously? I was like, I told her about my experience, what I experienced in jail and things like I never want to go back, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. And she mm-hmm. was like, I would have never thought that. And she asked my mom, she went on my mom's house. My mom come like, you told your daughter you went to jail. I was like, yeah, you know,
yeah.
I let her know like things I went through in life and growing up and, what I experienced as a teenager and how I was as a teenager, because mm-hmm. she don't the Nas now is totally different than that Nas,
mm-hmm.
even early 20s Nas, you know what I mean? So I was like, she don't know that person. I always try to remind her, like, I came from a lot of different things and my life was different than yours. And I always tell, like, at 14, I was selling drugs. You know what I mean? I'm like, I couldn't go to my, the things you come to me, ask me, I couldn't go to my mom and ask me for, not because I would live the hard life of that. She was a single parent mother. She had two other kids she had to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like, my mom might give me $5 on a Monday. If I go on a Tuesday and ask her for $5, niggas, you crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like,
and she got the luxury of $50 a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Bro,
saying? The cash, like, you don't know.
Like, I always try to remind, like, yo, you have it easier than me, but I want you to appreciate what you have, because even kids your age don't have this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. that's my... Me telling her things I went through in life is trying to get her to appreciate her life.
Her life. Yeah.
Speaking of like, all right, so like even that, do you even tell kids like how like the relationship, like, yo, how I met your mom? Because like we always talk about like sometimes some kids are just made from like a.
My daughter asked me how
a little quick little hookup, like right, like no, I so I, she was walking down the street. I got a number. We went, got some hookah, drinks, and that was up.
So with me, I kind of was like,
she got a Chinese store platter.
A crab leg platter, and then that's it.
I kind of was thrown into it, and it didn't really make my, like I said, I found out who my dad was late, but I thought my dad was a completely different person. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even like, oh, this your dad. It's like, it was like a double whammy. Like, okay, this is not your father. This is actually your father. So, and it's weird because it didn't make me look at my mom in a different light, because I always was, I don't even know. Like, you can't say certain things about yourself, but I already was tapped in. Like, mm-hmm. I was always kind of who I am as a kid. I'm evolving now, but mm-hmm. I was already kind of like, I knew who I was. Mm-hmm. I'm learning different things and I'm, you know, whatever. But so I didn't look at my mom like, oh, you want some whole shit. Like, because that's really what a kid would look. You know what I'm saying? Like,
go ahead.
No, so I was just saying, like, should you tell, like, let's say how, you know, I met your mom and, you know, like I said, saying, I slid your mom, like, for today. Like, you know what I'm saying? I slid your mom DM, this and that. Like, we ain't really been together. So, like, that's why our relationship ain't together. Like, that's why we are the way we are. We never had a relationship.
Amazing. In some situations, is it like that? A lot of situations it's like that. But I goes
like
back
I
to,
didn't even know I was your dad. Like, it was out of me and somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's
but
how
do you
it
tell
happened.
That to the kid?
That's my life.
Do you tell that to the
like,
kid though?
Like, how much do you hide from like that?
I mean, I think
because mom will always
at that space where when it was time to tell me, it was like, okay, now you got to tell me everything. So yeah, I mean, when I initially found out, you know what's so crazy? Me and my mom was watching Maury. My mom was like real into Maury. We were watching, you know, old people would say Maury Povich. Like, girl, why are you saying that man whole name? But we were watching Maury, and I randomly said one day, I was like, what if my dad wasn't my dad? Like, not even knowing.
Really?
But they already knew. They just didn't tell me. They probably told me like months later after I said that. But I remember I backtracked and she said like, I thought you knew something. Like, it's crazy how you just kind of said it. But I remember finding out. So now, you know, I'm thinking that one person is my dad, but another person is my dad. Now you got to tell me everything. You kind of, you know, but my mom was kind of in a relationship with both. in a way, like my the one that I thought was my dad, he cheated on my mom a lot. So my mom started fucking with this old head.
Let me which, tell your mama business on here.
Yeah, it's okay. She don't mind.
she listen.
But if she's trying to start fucking with this old head, so then, you know, it just kind of happened. But I was saying that I never really looked at my mom as like foul. It kind of, like I said, I was kind of tapped into like, you know, things happen as a younger adult. Like, things happen. Shit is fucked up. Yeah, it is. Look, early on, it is what it is type shit. So, but it definitely took a toll on me. Like, I was more embarrassed when I felt like they should have been embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think I took on the role because they always want, like I said, my mom and my dad is both Sag. So they was both on some shit like.
I wanted to go back today. Are they November Sages or December?
December. December 12th, December 15th.
I'm December 6th.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Happy belated.
Thank you. And you're an Aries, so that's a fire sign.
Right. So right? We so all
like,
just.
Fire. And
yeah. So when they told me, it was kind of like, I felt like it wasn't really like, what's that? Oh, yeah. Give me that. Let me get my weekend started. He just handed me a bottle of Theramana. Oh, I got to sit up.
She already laid down. She was just in therapy laying down. Now she up.
Yeah.
I love therapy.
Come sit on my couch.
I ain't going to lie. I'm looking for a new therapist.
Listen, I have an office, too. I don't really tell people.
You can tell me later. Because I am actually looking for a new therapist. Everything is so virtual now, and I really didn't want to be virtual.
Yeah, I can help you. I can send you some websites and, you know,
because I actually know, like, on some real shit, like, I know, like, I've been kind of like, okay, you've been doing this. This is a common thread, blah, 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 blah. I know the things that I need to work on, and I'm like, hopefully, like, somebody can help me, like, look at it from a different standpoint. Right. Because, like I said earlier, my brother be like, you always think it's a setup. That's not, like, why am I coming off like that? You know what I mean? Which, also, I'm still kind of trustworthy, but it's still in the back of my mind, probably fucking lying. Like, you know, or I got to do my research. I got to do my own research.
My son said to me a few months ago, he said, dang, mom, you think everybody be lying?
Yeah. They do. People are, and not even just people that I'm dating. Like, I sit around people and I'll be general, like, then why would you told me something different early? Why the fuck you just tell that lie?
Listen, my girlfriend called me yesterday, like, yo, wasn't you in the car with me when somebody said da 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 da? And I'm like, yeah. And she like, he's sitting here right now saying he ain't say that. I'm like, that's wicked.
Yeah.
She's like, because if you wasn't there, I really would think I was crazy.
Right.
And that wasn't the conversation. It's just like people be lying for
yeah,
no
Yeah, they really
reason.
Do.
They
like, really do. And I do not. You lying, I feel like if you lie to, like, you're like a habitual liar, in my mind, you don't like who you are.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep up this facade. You know what I'm saying? And you know they always say, what I got a lot of you for? To keep me around, nigga. That's why you lying.
That's why people always say that. What I got a lot for? To get your point across.
Right. But just back to your question about telling kids like how y'all met, even if it was I think like at a certain age.
Yeah,
maybe like a certain age.
Yeah.
But don't we like eight, like, come here, let me tell you how we met.
My son's seven. I can't explain to him how me and
his
mom
met. Sometimes like you see your dad and like you said, your dad probably was out this and that and this and that, right? Your brothers may have been like, damn, dad really treated me on this and this. And then when he get older, he may be doing it like, yo, I ain't know. Like you said, your dad came back later on, was like, yo, my bad, I ain't know how that fucked you up. He didn't know. He was learning, but he also was just, I might have had a, not to call your mom a bitch, like, I might have a bitch here, bitch there.
See,
like,
the thing,
it's him
thing
living
is my,
life.
Even to this day, right, and I always say this, my dad always tell me, man, I messed up with your mom. That was
my
the best. That was the best
but
woman
you know
I had.
Crazy, that my dad, he doesn't
always
say that, but it'd be little shit. Like, he love to, he loves to
reminisce.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, nigga, I don't care if she don't care.
The crazy thing is, my dad, I think my dad, what did my mom say? My dad called my mom, right? But my mom is married. My mom been married.
Yeah, my mom is married now too.
My mom been married since I was like 14. Mm-hmm. She remarried since I was like 14 or something like that. My stepdad, cool. I love my stepdad to death. That's my dog. And he's so laid back and calm, right? So he laugh about it. He be like, I ain't worried about that nigga. Like, referring to my dad, like, I ain't worried about that nigga. Like, I ain't worried about him at all. My dad called my mom and he was drunk. And he just like apologizing to her and shit like that. And she was like, Vernon, that was so many years ago.
That shit is so
old. I don't care. Like, I'm not worried about that. But
see,
okay.
We all talked about you
like,
gotta
you
apologize.
Like, you're like, yeah. Okay, I hear you.
But that's his feeling.
Yes,
right.
That's something that is weighing on him.
He called my mom her middle name. Like, Marie, you know, this and this and that. She's like, yeah, I understand. Okay, all right, I appreciate it.
That's something that he's
and it's
processing.
Crazy.
She's like, where your wife in New York seeing her mom or something like that? She ain't there because that's the only reason you call
me. Right, why you calling me? Right. Mm-hmm. But that's crazy. My dad texted me the other day and he was like, I apologize for not being the best. It was, this is not, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, I apologize for not being the best father that I could be. You know what I'm saying? But this is the one where I found out. This is my real father, the one I found out late. So in my mind, I mean, you've been the father that you could be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you might got to send that to my siblings because you raised them. So with the is what it is type shit, I went to go talk to him at the crib, he was like, yeah, you got my text? I'm like, yeah, because at the bottom of the text, it said, don't respond. I'm a woman. I'm going to respond. Bro, don't tell me not to respond. So I'm like, I text back. I said, that's something that you're dealing with. And I'm not dismissing it or nothing, but I'm like, I think all of your children are over it. You know what I mean? But that's some shit. Now you having to sit down with that and like really, really tap into that is hurting you. It's hurting you real bad.
Absolutely. Because now is the time where this is like the part of human development.
Yeah.
Because it never stops. Human development never stops. Mm-hmm. We continue to develop. We continue to move on to different stages as we grow older and things like that. And this is the time where you actually sit back and reflect. And he's reflecting. They're doing their reflecting. Mm-hmm. And they feel the need now to apologize for all the bullshit.
Right.
You know, and but on this side, the development was getting over the bullshit.
And now
it don't, what are you talking about? Well, you apologize for what?
Right. Right. And then you're like, well, how did you feel? I don't know, bro. I got over that.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't remember. Yeah. But to think, like, damn, they've been carrying that shit.
Yeah.
And I let that shit go 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they still walking around with that. And something that has helped me with, like, having a relationship with my father, no matter how it looks, like, for other people. And my therapist said one day, because I was like, yeah, because my dad.
Talking to Mike.
My dad, you know, And she's like, Samantha, like, you have like frustration, you know, aimed towards your dad, but talking about him used to, like, my dad, you know, that little girl.
You go into this little girl. You know, it's crazy. My mother does that. My mom's father was locked up majority of her life. Mm-hmm. But when she talks about him, she goes back. She always talks about him teaching her how to ride a bike. But she tapped back into that every fucking time. Yeah. Like, if you talk, like, random conversation, she'd be like, he was a con man. Da, 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 da. But then when you really talk about it, she taps into, like, how assertive he made her be, how he helped her ride a bike. Like, she go back into that little girl phase.
And that's the part where, like, that's where I get frustrated with my dad, a little mm-hmm. self-disclosure, is because it's like, you wasn't around for that. Like, I remember my dad, like, I was young. And this is the good part about, like, human beings, is that I really nurture, like, long relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I mm-hmm. love long relationships. I love having friends for a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, I'm watching you grow.
Grow, yeah.
Like, and when we sit down, we want to talk about how much you've grown mm-hmm. and how much, you know, I've seen you progress over the years and things like that. And I love my mom and my dad and my older cousins. It's like, I watched y'all grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my mom grow up. I remember being 6 or 7 in a car with my dad and him letting me drive his J30. He had an Affinity J30, money green, inside was cream. Like, I remember,
right.
And those are the moments that, like, stick with me. Mm-hmm. So, like, when me and my dad do have our little outs, it's like, my dad's human. So whatever it was that he was doing, like, maybe he couldn't be around
for
me, you know, in during that time. And it's frustrating and it hurts even mm-hmm. now as a, you know, 30-something old lady. I wanted my dad. Mm-hmm. Like, and now still it's like, yeah, I want my dad, but I'm older now. It's like, what would that look like? How does that look
mm-hmm.
for a 30-something year old woman to still want their father? How does that show up in relationships?
Right.
Right.
And it's not always, I think people go into, like, you know, being very clingy and, like, you know, wanting the love, like, women, I think men always say, like, you know, she got daddy issues or she, like, clinging to men or she want the love so bad. Sometimes it's the opposite. With me, I'm, like, very distant and I'm detached. You know, it's not,
yes.
I don't give the, I'm not on the other side where it's like, oh, yeah, she looking for that father figure. It's like, mm-hmm. no, like.
A lot of times with dating women who have fathers, in some women you can see who, like, dad was around and dad, you know what I mean, or dad still is around, whatever case may be. You can see it, and then you can see it also too in women who never had their father, who never had a relationship with their father, right?
Yeah,
and you can see her longing for that man in her life and wanting that and needing that, and she may be lost because she never had it.
Mm-hmm.
So it plays a part,
but it can go both ways. I'm saying, like, it's levels of men. Like, I have nephews, I have brothers, I have friends that show up for me at a level that I'm just like, you know, I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful.
Right.
So it's like, I think sometimes I do be like, when I start dating men or I'm like serious, I mean, I'm like, I'd rather ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, no, you're dating this man. Mm-hmm. I remember I had knocked a fucking hole in a wall trying to move something by myself. Weird shit that I be doing. Trying to move something by myself. It was too heavy. I dropped it. Instead of calling the guy I was dating, which he probably could, I called one of my homies, which, you know, and he was upset about it. And I couldn't. I'm like, well, this has been the person that's been here for me all this time. But it's like, you gotta, you know, readjust. He's trying to be there for you. You know what I mean? But give me a second. I mean, but how long is a second?
We have to unlearn things and relearn. Really, honestly. Yeah. Unlearn and relearn. And even, like, the effects of, like, our parents is just acknowledge that they're mm-hmm, human. Mm-hmm. Like, they're
human. We all are.
Right. So it's like, you don't get it. Like, I get it. Like, you're my mom or you're my dad. You were supposed to show up this way. And you didn't
mm-hmm.
because maybe you couldn't mm-hmm. at that moment. I don't know if it was, like, you know, your own mental health, mm-hmm. You know, just you moving around, how you moving around. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But just right here, right now, I don't want to carry that on me. Like, I don't want to feel away. I don't want you to feel away. So you're human. Mm-hmm. You know, I forgive you, whatever. Let's move forward. Now, how they move forward, like, you know, says a lot. And right. it's to their grandchildren or to you or however the case may be of how parents choose to try to make up for, you know.
It's funny that you said that, like how they make up for, because I look at how soft my mom is on her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, Mom, when I was, she'd be like, ah, nigga, please. She like,
Mom. Daughter jumping on the couch like, yo, like, yo, you be like, I would have been I'm like, slept. Yo, like,
you give them so many passes. You do that. Like, she break, listen, my mom, I give, she break her neck for her grandchildren, right? Anything they call, anything and everything they get. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, Mom, you used to didn't have McDonald's money. Now you got Uber money every other day. Now you got this money every other day. Now you, like, you send the money this and, like, I look at between my daughter and my mom, like, sending money, like, it's a bunch of money. I ain't have that. Mm-hmm. And her always be like, well, I had to take care of you every day. I don't have to take care of every day.
And see, like, that's what grandparents are for. Like, and I see that a lot in therapy. Mm-hmm. Grandparents mm-hmm. have to show up as the parent. And that's hard because grandparents should be able to be grandparents. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who, like, coddle your kids. They're yeah. the ones who give them the McDonald's mm-hmm. and the Uber money and the this money and the that money. And it's like no pressure, right, mm-hmm. with grandparents. But when you put grandparents in the position to raise children,
yeah, that's when the pressure.
That's when the pressure hits. That's yeah. when it's hard. Mm-hmm. That's when it's like. She's 75, raising a 14-year-old.
Yeah, it's hard.
How she implementing consequences?
Like, the old lady walking this kindergartner to school, and I'm like, yo, she can just run away from you. It's nothing the grade can do. This old man on an oxygen tank with a first grader, and it's like, mm-hmm. yo, that's tragic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard, and I see it a lot. I definitely see it a lot in cases that, you know, we receive in schools. And I know one of the questions were like chastising your kids, like,
yes, physically.
Do you believe in soft parent, or like
putting
your hand,
do you believe, like, in physical discipline is missing from the new generation, or do you believe there are better ways of discipline?
So you want my answer to that?
Go ahead
no, go ahead, you go.
No,
I mean,
no,
if you,
no,
if,
go ahead,
if you want to be no money playing. I do but I don't. Because I don't think ass beating changes a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. You know what I mean? But I do think so that you have to strike. Your kids do have to fear you in somewhat.
Yeah. I think it depends on the child. I think you got to deal with every situation differently. Right. I used to get my ass beat.
Yeah.
Like for real. Right. But my sister, she only had to get beat once.
And that was it.
To be obese. Yeah. Right. And it depends on
right.
the child.
And that's my thing, is like, you look at every situation different, because I look at it like a lot of things that kids are doing these days. I was bad in a sense, but I wasn't.
You wasn't malicious.
I wasn't malicious. You know what I mean? And I feared my mom. Even though I was a boy and I was becoming bigger and I just as big as her, I still, to this day, fear my mom. I would never disrespect her, even as a grown man. So it's like a lot of these kids don't respect, they don't fear their parent.
They don't fear anybody.
No,
I don't fear anything.
No. And even as that age of 12 years old, I was scared of the cops.
I was scared
of the cops picking me up and taking me home. Even though I did shit to be bad, I still didn't want to get caught. These little niggas don't care about getting caught at all.
So what you think they like say, be like, why don't they fear their parents? Is it like a respect thing, or?
I don't think I fear my mom. I think I respected my mom. But I remember, I take everything my mom said to me as a kid, I probably took a little too literal. My mom used to be like, we don't fear nothing but Allah. So like, I ain't fear shit. Like, it was up for me. But I did respect my mother. Yeah. Like, she said that to me a million and five times. Right. Like, so I did respect my mom, but them beatings ain't do shit. And she used to fuck me up.
This morning I was talking to my son. I was up so early. I was taking him to get his haircut. And I was like, I'm doing a podcast. Like, I'm going to be on a podcast today. And he like, yeah, I heard you tell grandma, but you ain't tell me. So I'm like, you know, I was a little nervous. but I'm like, look, I got my little questions and like my thoughts. Uh-huh. Look, I really
no,
look.
You ain't
yeah, but you ain't
asking
us. I mean, you gotta
no.
Yeah.
These were the ones.
These
are
the ones I saw.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just so I could like get my thoughts down on paper, because I be having so many tabs open in my mm-hmm. head. And I was like, one of the questions is about like, do you think kids getting spanked, like, do you think it helps? So. He was like, spanked, like a beating. And I'm like a beating. He like, oh, yeah. He like, because when you think beat, you say beating, that's like like a beat, like right. they beating you, like they beating you up. And I'm like, right, like, so terminology is key too. Mm-hmm. And versus so beating versus spanking. Mm-hmm. So spanking is like open hand, pop, pop. Yeah. That's it. Beat mm-hmm. is fist balled up. Yeah. Or you using an object, mm-hmm. the broomstick, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because I got hit with whatever was in close
I've
proximity.
I only got beat with a belt.
Right.
Like, yeah. So,
shoes.
I asked my son, I said, so what do you think? And he's like, I don't really feel like it worked because you hitting on me. I can't hit you back. Mm-hmm. Right. Then now, so he's like, so say I get in trouble at school. All this happened this morning. He told me this morning. He says, say I get in trouble in school and I get home and now I get a beating. Now, when I go to school, I'm going to try to get my lick back on somebody in school because I'm mad. I just got my ass beat. And I can't hit my mom back. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do nothing. So I'm going to just be more mad in school now because y'all got me in trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
but did they get you in trouble or you got yourself in trouble?
Well, the school got him in trouble.
The school.
He got in trouble because he was messing with up in school.
Messing up in school.
Look at it as they got him in trouble.
They got him in trouble. Right. So his thing is that the beating don't work. Mm-hmm. It's just going to make me angry because I want to hit somebody now.
Yeah. I think it just depends. Like I said, depends on the child. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think
because that was my standpoint.
Really, but what does spanking really do, though? Because if you think about it, you got a little baby, toddler, I guess, or whatever, walking around, and they do something, they bite somebody or something, or whatever the case may be. You might bite them back a little bit or, like, pop them or something, and then they go to daycare, and then they walking around popping people. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, the relationships that you have in the house kind of sets the tone for how children act, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're fussing and arguing with people in the house, now when your child goes to school or out in a community somewhere, anytime they get into an altercation, they're going to respond with what they see mm-hmm. in the home, right? Mm-hmm. So if the dad is in the house and the mom and dad get into physical altercations and there's domestic violence in the home, most times, like, the child is going to go to school and be the aggressor in a lot of situations because of what they see in the home, or it's going to be the total opposite of, like, cowering and not doing anything at all. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the child, and it depends on the parents and how we are presenting. So when I have sessions with parents, it's like, so how do you handle stress? And now this is sessions where the child is the patient, but I want to talk to the parent because what's these behaviors? Why are they presenting with these behaviors? Mm-hmm. So when you're stressed out and you are just, you know, through, like, you had a rough day or a rough week or whatever the case may be, how do you handle your frustrations? Because we're ultimately teaching our kids
how to handle
their
frustrations.
So if they hear you on the phone hooping and hollering and shouting all the time, then that's what they're going to do.
Right.
But if you stressed out, you come in the house, you light a candle, you turn on some nice slow jams, you make you a cup of tea, and you sitting down and you chilling and you, like, mellowing out, you passing that, like, that's what you're passing on to your children.
That kind of energy.
Yes, to, like, relax, talk about it. Like, I had a hard day. Like, mm-hmm. even me as a parent, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm stressed out. He'd be like, why? And I tell him, like, this is what's going on, this happened, and I'm just over it. And he'd be like, dang.
You know, I know something crazy? I was told that nothing bothers me. Like, I don't get rattled, but as a sense to things I went through in life is, like, things, shit could be worse. And I'm like, I'm blessed to be able to handle whatever I'm handling, so I don't get rattled. You know what I mean? I don't get upset. I don't get angry about those things.
But I'm sure it took you a while to get there. You haven't always just been walking the face of this earth, like, unrattled.
Right. But like I said, it took things, me going through things in life, to where, though, it doesn't rattle me, but I'm going to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, all right. It ain't the end of the world to me. Because I'm blessed to be able to do what I got to do, and I'm blessed to be able to handle what I got to handle and how I handle it, and then come out on the other side of it. So, like, yeah, I don't be rattled, and I don't be upset, and back to some, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I can handle it. You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world, because I've been in worse situations to where, though, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. But I also think sometimes you have to feel those feelings, and you got to tap in. Like, I think Lynn had posted something the other day, and I was like, yeah, right. What you posted the other day? Nobody cares. Something.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No, but that's not true. That people do true. Actually care.
As a man. A lot. As
I think more I, so I, it's from a man's point of view. Man point
I
of view.
Know, but that's why I said
that's
you're
another
right.
session. Y'all said y'all inviting me back for a part
yeah,
two.
Yeah, but,
you might
but
part two,
so
part
look,
three.
The thing is, touch on it, just a smidgen, right? As men, I go back to say it because I know how men feel because I'm a man and I've experienced those things in life. A lot of women don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of people in men lives
and
don't
I,
care.
And I do get that.
And we can't complain.
Yeah.
Certain men, yes, women go through things. I'm not taking nothing from what women go through. I ain't taking nothing off y'all back. And you know what I mean? I'm not trying to discredit nothing women go through. But in life as a man and as a black man, it is hard.
I do. I understand it. And I feel like you guys have it like really unfair and like,
We have it. We do.
It's like
Just think about. And this is a whole nother discussion. But just think about you walking down the street and you. I'm in all black. I ain't hurting a soul. But I got my hood on. Somebody gonna fear me. I'm a black man. I got a beard.
Versus you, right? Having all black on and
versus a white man walking down the street.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like. Yeah, he ain't gonna be afeared as much to where as though because I see a white guy walking down the street. This is my honest to God opinion. I see a white guy walking down the street. He got all black in the hood. The nigga might got a bomb, or the nigga might be a terrorist or some shit like that, yeah, or he might be trying to rape something. Yeah. And that's just how I look at it. I fall to this too. If I see a black dude walking down the street, beard, mean mugging, nigga might be as soft as ever. I click lock my doors. Or I'm clutching. You know what I mean? It just is what it is, and you know that's just how it is. We have it. It's hard. Yeah.
It is hard. Yeah, it is hard, and I agree. I really agree.
So when we complain, we don't get the benefit of the doubt of the world is against us or people are. You know what I mean? Things like we don't have those things like take into consideration for us. Taken into consideration for us. You know what I mean? As far as like other people or other genders or. Things like that, but it is hard being a black man. That's why we say nobody cares when we complain.
Yeah, I just hate that because like people do care.
We understand that we have people out here who like you who do care, but not all people are like you.
Yeah, true.
But after a while, don't you see? You ever talk to a guy? And he was like, you felt like he was complaining too much.
Life
probably just really hard. Like life kicked my ass this week.
Yeah,
but I ain't about to keep talking about it. It's like, all right, this shit just. I'm just in a storm. I be telling. Look, I'm just in a storm right now. The shit going past through.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but some people get through things by talking about it. So I don't know. It just depends. I think we just need to be softer in general with each other. Like,
and I'm with you. And I always tell you, I appreciate how you are. Right. Yeah. And I appreciate the person that you are. And you got to understand that. You see people, you see it on social media. You see how people react about people complaining, men complaining. Yeah. Like everything is
if
a man do too much and it come off as film, he's sassy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's I definitely do see it, but that's why when they like kind of get with me, whether they're friends, dating, whatever the case may be, it's like you got to kind of relearn because I'm giving you this safe space, you know, that.
Yeah.
And it is not always the greatest thing for me because I feel like I'm taking on, you know, too much shit.
Yeah.
That,
you
know,
can't take on too much.
Yeah,
even same as a therapist, she can't take on too much.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right. You know I mean, she has a therapist, right?
Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
I be like, wait till I tell Tiff this shit.
I got to find, I might have to come sit. So you got a couch.
I do.
I can lay on it.
Y'all.
All right, because I like to lay down while I talk.
I do have a couch.
let me get a letter in before we even get too far. So it says, my 13-year-old daughter wants to sleep over with a friend who has an unknown home life. So my husband and I told her no because we haven't met her dad and we don't know what the home situation is like. But she's really mad about it.
Damn
if I do, damn if I don't. I've met the friend twice and I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with my daughter spending the night. I never met the parents, but I believe the friend only lives with her dad. I picked her up one time for her outing, and she smelled like she'd been around marijuana. She also said she had to leave her outing because the caseworker was coming to the house. I don't know where her home life is like, so I'm hesitant to let my daughter sleep over. What can I say to my kid without sounding like I have it out for her friend?
Parents?
I'm that parent.
Yeah.
I'm hands down that parent because if I don't know, I don't know the parents. I don't know who lived there. I don't know who's in and out of there. And I tell my daughter all the time, you're a young lady, and you have creepy men, you have creepy women out here who will hide things. And how can I live with myself if I know that I allowed you to go there and you trusted me to trust them to have you in their space and they hurt you or they touch you the wrong way, which can fuck up your whole mental for the rest of your life. I would be devastated.
Yeah, my mom would always say, like, you can't go because I don't know. Anything can happen once that door closed. Yep. Once you're on the other side of that door, I don't know what's going on.
I didn't understand it when I was young. I always go back to my mom, but like, things happen in life as a parent. I always go back to her, like, I understand why you did this. She'd be like, see, I told you you understand. You would call me and say, I see why. My mom wouldn't let me go. She wouldn't let me stay tonight. I could go past somebody's house. Like, I go there for a little bit, but you got to come back home. You can't stay tonight. Yeah. After a certain time, you got to leave. And I didn't understand it. And she'd be like, well, who are they? I would tell them their name. Who they parent? I would tell them their name. I don't know them. And I try to do that with my daughter as well. Like, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that certain parents, like, a lot of parents don't even try to make themselves known. Mm-mm. Like, I want to know who, like, mm-hmm. who was that? Yeah. Like, you know, who we texting your phone all the time? Like, who that you be on the game with 3 o'clock in the morning? Like, who are these people? Like, you know, what they mom like? What the, oh my God. I remember one time I asked my son, I said, well, what his mom do? He like, I don't know, right? A couple seconds later, he came back like, oh, his mom work at the hospital. And so I said, I know you ain't asking what his mom do. I felt so bad. My son showed in the text like, yo, where your mom work at? I'm like,
But in a sense, I do want to know who the parent is. Yeah, I do want to.
Right.
You see on a new, and I hate it, but it just is what it is. You see in the news every day about a kid going over somebody, a friend's house, and something happening.
Yeah.
You see it. And I don't want my kid to be that.
Question, would you do the same thing with Moo?
Yes.
It's a lot. Because
I feel like the boy, like a lot of boys, you don't do it.
Let me tell you this. As crazy as I am, Moo mom is way overprotective. Way overprotective about that boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that be the whole, that, who there? Who that? Who
and
house
listen,
that? Who, you know what I mean? Things like that. Like, that's how his mom is.
Things be happening to boys too. These little freaky aunts and stuff out here. Be plotting.
Aunts. I ain't never meet no freaky aunt, bro. Yeah, what the freak aunts at?
You got the little.
Hey, man, shut up. Freaky auntie.
Shut the fuck
now
up.
Now I'm a freaky onk.
Great auntie. For real, you got the freaky auntie.
You looking for the freaky auntie.
Freaky great aunties.
The female friends and the cousins and things like that. That really be like plotting on young boys, like on little boys, and it's real. Like it's definitely real.
Yeah.
And it just is not as reported too. As much, it's you girls. Know, in not taken seriously, or you know, if a boy, and I've seen it where boys have said like, "Yo, like I so and so be on me, like she be," and they like, "Man, whatever, you know, stop playing it, you know, laughing it off," and it's like. No, like what in a perv? Like ladies can
no,
be
seriously.
For real. Seriously. Like it's really serious. Yeah. And I mean to the letter, like maybe just explaining like where you stand and why. Like just be honest, be transparent with your kid. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say like, oh, she smelled like marijuana, so I don't leave that part out. Like you don't even have to like address that part to your daughter, but just explain your reasoning and your rationalization for it. And maybe can her friend spend a night with y'all?
Right.
Can
that,
because not knowing the young lady's situation and case managers and things coming out, maybe your home could be a safe space for this young lady. So not putting your daughter in that environment, but pulling that young lady out of the environment that she's in, if you're up for it. But if not, then
What do you think though, Lindzel? Because
yeah, I mean,
what do you think about Carter? Like going, because he only go over your sister house.
Yeah, he only stay at my sister's. He only stay out. So I'm like big on that because I've seen it like firsthand doing social work. So I know what go on behind a lot of people's a lot of people's doors.
Yeah.
So like I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But like I also said, some of my trauma basically I'm putting on my kid because I couldn't stay out. Mm-hmm. Like my mom ain't never let me. We can go there to like 12, 1 o'clock. And even as an adult, like 3, 4 o'clock, we were just talking before we recorded with Sumi, like I'm going home. Oh, like I'm sobering up to go in my own bed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is part of the reason why I couldn't stay out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somebody be like, yo, just stay here. It go pillow, it go couch. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I just not going
home.
Because I'm not even gonna sleep right. Like I'm gonna be up all night. I don't know the environment. I don't know who coming through that door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My son has only ever stayed, he hangs with his grandparents. My son hang out with his grandparents. Like
he be saying old lines like if Delore willing if I see Lord willing
God,
if I see
Lord willing
like, Lord willing Lord no, willing if I see gonna get if, up like, ah. if I see 18 he I'm not, be-
so he's not that old of an old man, but he does say it is what it is. He be like, it is what it is. He's real calm and reserved. Like he's really laid back. Around us, like I know when he go to school, he a whole Turned different, up. You know, mm-hmm. our kids have two different personalities. Yeah. They mm-hmm. live two different lives. But he's really cool, calm, like laid back. But yeah, he hangs with his grandparents. He goes like fishing and things like that.
That's good.
So
it's funny. My nephew went to somebody's house, right? You know, like houses are clean, like where we come from. So he was like, I can't sleep. His house dirty. And it was like, oh, shit. But, yeah. like, you know, like, when you come from, like, a really clean crib, house, yeah. you can see, like, just something off. He's like, yeah. oh, no, I ain't yeah. sleeping.
My son don't like taking, like, showers nowhere besides in the house. He be like, my God.
And even like, I mean, even as an adult, like, when I go away to resort tour, just even in, when I just was in Dallas, bro, I couldn't sleep good.
Yeah, we just talked about it. I don't sleep in hotels.
Yeah. I don't sleep well. And some people say that's the best. Yeah, that's the best thing they get. But I don't.
Sometimes.
And we talk. What you tell us to do?
So, I take like comfort items. I take like my own pillowcase. Mm-hmm. So I'll take my own pillowcases, especially like the silk ones, because my hair get frizzy, and a like blanket, so like a throw blanket, mm-hmm. Just to like bring me some comfort while I'm in a mm-hmm. space that's not mm-hmm. my bed.
Okay,
that helps yeah. a little bit,
but it's
just a little.
To regards to the letter, it's crazy that you had brought that letter. I just talking to my coworker about this. His daughter is, she might be seven or eight, and she's you know she got school you know with her friends in school and play dates and stuff like that, and the parent at the parent. His daughter asked his wife, could she go over their house for like a play date? And he said no. He was like, well, I see the parent, but I don't know him. He was like, well, she looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, but he said the same thing. Like, I don't, like, how would I live with myself if something happened to my daughter? I don't know the parents. I don't know the living environment. He was like, we can go to Chuck E. Cheese. I can pay. He like, I can go sit off to the side and the mom and my daughter, her daughter go, you know, they play a Chuck E. Cheese. I'm fine with it. I'll front the whole bill. He like, but going to a house that I don't know. He was like, no, he mm-hmm. was like, or she can bring the kid over here with us. And you know, they play here. Like, but going to their house, he like, no.
Yeah, that's me. Like, yo, you and your friends can come here. We go order food. Like, I just feel comfortable with shit under my mm-hmm. own roof. Because
I would even feel comfortable though if some parents in like y'all, like while the kids were playing, it's like the parents are getting to know each other, and I feel like people don't even do that.
No.
It's like they just want to like.
It used to be like you ever remember like Goodfellas and shit like that, right? It'd be the kids party and the wives are in there talking to the moms mm-hmm. and the dads. Yeah. Like you don't even know the dad, you just pulling up, but it's like you got to know people. Because I was mm-hmm. going to ask, like, how much do you need to know
before you let your kids
stay the night?
I want to know everything.
I need.
Well, what's everything?
I need to know.
Like, what's five? Like, what's five questions you might ask?
Not
like,
five questions, like, but I need to be. I need to have been in your house,
right? I want to be in your house. I want to feel your vibe. I want to see how you treat your kids. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I want to see how you react when you're frustrated. Like,
This is my thing. Me and you are friends. I've been in your house, right? So if Mo and Carter were the same age, right?
Yeah.
And Carter be like, yo, Nas, can Moo come over? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also 10 plus versus
friends. But this is my thing. Even outside of, I'm just saying, like, I gotta be comfortable with you.
Right.
Even certain, like, people I know, I ain't letting my kid go over their house.
Because you know them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing.
That's the comfort,
like,
I have the comfort of him being over your house. Like, oh, I know he cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know he straight. Yeah. Even if you were to say, bro, Carter said, can Moo come over my sister crib? I know your sister. Mm. I know your brother-in-law. Yeah.
Right. But even with you saying, like, we got 10 plus in, right? You would have 10 plus in with somebody and it still be a hard no.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you got
what I'm saying? Like, so no. So I really do want to see how this person acts just in general, because now my kid
is
going to.
I need your birth certificate for real for my stuff.
Yeah, run that social. Run that social.
Like, what's your social?
I need to know who coming in and out of your house.
Yes.
I need security code for your bank.
I need to know who coming in and out of your house as far as any. You don't know people.
It's a lot.
And it's sad to say it because you're like, man, like I be wanting my kid to be a kid and have fun, but you don't know people. Mm-hmm. And I need people to stop being so trustworthy.
SVU fucked a lot of us up too, man. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty Stabler, sure did.
Stabler and Benson.
See, that's what I was going to say. You go pick your kid up and ain't nobody there. The whole house just clear.
Yeah, like where the parent at?
Where my son? Like what happened?
Yeah, I gotta figure out how my son could swallow a air tag, something like this. Swallow his air tag, bro. She's shaking her head like, no, for real.
They about to get them implant, them chip implants.
Yeah, I'm definitely giving a chip on my kid.
I got my dog chipped.
My cat is chipped.
Yeah, they gonna chip my baby girl.
Yeah, I would be sad if my I'm
lighting the blocker. That young boy, he gonna be his own. The little one, oh man. Yeah.
So we can another question, but
we had so many.
I had so
that's
many.
That's fine. I like save them because I like
yeah,
them.
All right, we gonna come back.
Oh, matter of fact, so I'll do this last one before we wrap up because I know we're dealing with some technical issues a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean everybody can answer this. So, at what point in a relationship would you expect someone to tell you they have some type of mental health issues, which is I'm schizophrenic, I'm bipolar?
All right, let me start
like
because I was thinking about this when we was talking about how like. When we explain to
tell me at the first date
how we met their parents and things like mm-hmm. that, and people just having kids with people and not knowing mm-hmm. the mental health history yeah. of mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. It's like his mom could have, you know, could be schizophrenic, bipolar type. Like who knows? Mm-hmm. Like you know, just a whole bunch of other like diagnoses, and you don't know, and you're having kids with this person, or like their brother or something may have a wild diagnosis that mm-hmm. you know may have skipped him, and now his kid got it. Like you never know. Yeah. So that's why I don't know about like just having one night stands and having babies mm-hmm. As a mm-hmm. product of that mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know when you should tell, because that takes a level of vulnerability, I would think, and I don't think you would be vulnerable on a first date,
right? But no. I mean as far as like dating wise, getting to know people, I mean, I think if you pay attention and long enough, you realize like something might be off, and that be the problem a lot of times. You know how people be tweeting like, if you're not in love with me in the first week, nah baby, I take my time. Like mm-hmm. I've dated people where it's like something is off, I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but this ain't for me,
right?
Or like I said, my father's side has a lot of people deal with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if my mom would have known that, she would have been a little bit more, you know what I mean? A little bit more reluctant or whatever the case may be. Or knew how to deal with me a little bit better growing up. Right. Not saying I've never been diagnosed for anything, thank God. But I think certain things I have, you know, certain traits I have in me. Yeah. Yeah. So I think, honestly, time heals all. Time is like the ruler. I mean, like people rush
time,
into
time
things.
Time will show you a lot of things.
Or too. Different situations. Like, you know how you say you don't really know somebody until you have a kid by them, until you live with them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think it's just certain things that you go through in life and you learn, you know, different levels of people. Just time. Mm-hmm. I say time. Because I was dating somebody, she might have been, oh shit, I'm set, I already said it.
Here we go.
This person might have been a little, I don't want to diagnose the person, but I do know there's something. Mm-hmm. And they speak about it often on Twitter, but I haven't like really, really like tapped in. But like I've realized that early on, I'm like, you ain't gonna be safe with me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because I'm too, sometimes I need my space, sometimes I might drive you actually crazy. Like mm-hmm. so I think if you just give it some time and you learn a person. I wouldn't say like first, like you said, first date, or I forgot which one you
said.
First date is a little bit too vulnerable.
Yeah,
but
I need to know within the early.
But schizophrenia, like that's something I think you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Because like that will alter, I think, your whole dating style. Mm-hmm. You know, people get lost sometimes.
Bipolar,
and,
depression.
People mm-hmm. go missing and you wondering, you thinking they don't really like you. Nah, I'm actually dealing with some actual shit. Like,
I'm talking to the other person right now.
The other person is in my head.
Another person is winning.
No, but
I can't have you and the other person and me talking. So I gotta disappear.
Right, sitting at dinner, you're like, what you mean?
What you mean?
What ask her what? No, I'm not gonna ask her, can I eat her ass, bro? Like, you know the brain be telling you some crazy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Nigga, do you got an earpiece in? I was hearing something.
I'm back. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say you work where?
Ask her what her credit score is.
Oh, shit.
Credit score.
I just think time. I don't know how much time. I think you just, you get to know a person. Oh, people be in a rush or, you know, people
you
be.
You got to take your time, man. You really got to take your time. You do. And I get it.
What is the rush? Like, what's the rush?
Because I mean, I think it's normally when you got other shit going on and you're trying to rush me into doing something.
The honeymoon stage and the butterflies and the good feeling that the person give you. Sometimes you can get caught up in, you get caught up in that. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get caught up in that. And I think sometimes you have to have conversations that bring you back to reality, to that. Let's just, it's nothing wrong with easing into it. And it's nothing wrong with taking things slow. Not far as like, oh, I don't want to deal with you. I want to deal with other people. I want to talk. It's like, far as like, let's, me and you, let's get on the same page. Let's focus. Let's get to really know each other. Yeah. The ins and outs of it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think some people take it as like,
you feel like it is though.
Like, or taking like it slow or saying
or
like,
you don't like me enough.
Right. I don't like you enough.
Nah,
like,
oh, I just like me a little bit more and I need to figure out if this is a good fit for me.
Or also is like, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And this, like, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. We're getting to know each other because we could be talking for 6 months, and in 7 months we realize we ain't compatible.
Right. Right.
And that's what happens when you're dating people. It's nothing wrong with that. It's not wasted time. It's that we realize we're not going to get along because of these things where we butt head at, and that's some things we're not willing to, you know, we're not willing to overlook.
Yeah.
Or you have traits about you I'm not willing to overlook, and I realize I can't live this the rest of my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not wasted time.
But that's what I was saying about the guy that I was dating. It just kept asking me about being in a relationship, and I wasn't opposed to it. It was just certain levels that I didn't get to see yet.
Right.
Like, I want to see you as a father. I want to see you as, and that's going to take time because you're not going to have me around your kid.
Right.
So give me a second. I need to see you as a father. I need to see you as a son. What do people respect you? You know what I'm saying? Outside, like, that is a big thing for me as men. Like, do people respect who you are? Does your family? Do you know how you get rearing somebody's family? You'd be like, yeah, you know he be lying. Like, I need to know what your family think about you.
Right, right.
Are you a fucking liar to everyone? Like, you know what I mean? Or do you not? You're not a man of your word or a woman of your word. Like, I'm big on those type of things. So Time.
It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with taking your time. To get to know each other, you know what I mean? Because, like you said, I do think that if you have some kind of like mental illness or anything like that, you should disclose.
And I feel like
we're
in a day and age of like so many people have like mental, I'm doing quotes because a lot of people are diagnosing themselves or other people are diagnosing them. Like, we're in an age where like so many people have these different things, you know. What we say, like, the words being overused and shit like that.
Toxic.
The toxic trigger.
Yeah. Gaslighting.
PTSD. Manipulating.
It's like,
what's another one? Narcissist. That's a big one.
Yes, narcissist.
Everybody's using.
I think if somebody said like, if you ask any guy, any lady, why it ain't work out, she's going to say,
oh, he's
a
narcissist.
And now you ask any dude was wrong, she's going to say she was crazy.
Yeah,
like, that's going to be the whole thing.
Yeah.
She bipolar.
Yeah.
Bipolar, right?
Yeah, true. Or like Philly, we say a lot of shit is weird. We be like, hey, you're a weirdo. Yeah, like, what made him a weirdo?
On some weird shit.
You on some weird shit, right? And I didn't realize that until I was dating this guy from Delaware, and he was like, all you say is they weird. I'm like, well, they weird.
Are weird.
But like, how can, what did they do? Articulate yourself. Like,
yeah, that is true.
Well, they was doing weird shit. I don't
know. Yeah, no, I get it, though. I mean, it's nothing wrong with taking your time. That's just me. I feel like that.
Yeah, but I would like for somebody to let me know. Hopefully we can, you know, first date, we can have like a really, that's how I'm big on the dates. We can have a really good date. And you never know. Somebody might want to deal with your bipolar or your schizophrenia and you know, or they may have had that in their family and they
know how to deal with it.
You know, but just let me know. You can't be going off the rail and be like, bitch, I smacked you because I'm schizophrenic. I'm schizophrenic. Like, no, you should have told me that from the get. I don't like getting smacked. Like, the fuck?
You just surprised me with the slap. At least if I knew it was coming.
Right. You triggered my schizophrenia. Well, you should have fucking said you had it. I wouldn't have did that. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
We do not promote domestic violence.
At all.
I don't like getting slapped. I'm cool.
Man,
I don't like getting slapped.
Only by nobody. Only in certain situations.
Okay, all right.
But, Sam, you know we usually leave with tips of the week.
Okay.
You got your tip of the week?
Well, you got to drop all your socials.
We're going to do that after we do the tips and finish up.
I have a few. So,
Go ahead. Do your thing. Floor is yours.
All right. Does it matter what the tip is?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So one tip is to acknowledge that other people have feelings also. So no matter how big your feelings may be, mm-hmm. no matter how much you may be going through and feel like you're just the only one, everybody is going through something. Mm-hmm. So be nice, be kind, be gentle. And if you can't, stay to yourself.
Stay to yourself.
Until you feel that you can show up in spaces and bring good and positive energy, because you never know what the other person is going through. Mm-hmm. Another thing is listen to your children, create a space for them to talk. And it's not always about fixing it or, you know, providing a solution, but sometimes letting them talk. Mm-hmm. And while they're talking, a solution may click for them by themselves anyway. Right. So, all right. That's tip number two. All right. But yeah, my social is Samantha, the therapist. That's my social.
They could just follow you on there and get all the information they need. DM you.
Niggas, don't be in her DM.
Yeah, like she's a therapist.
She ain't trying to heal you.
She ain't trying to heal you.
Yeah, like.
I mean, she is, but she is, ain't.
But she ain't.
But for real, for real. I actually have a wait list right now as far as clients and therapy goes. But I can definitely direct, you know, you if you have questions, even regarding your child in school and getting services and how to read IEPs and 504 plans and a whole bunch of cool things. Okay. I definitely can assist with that and, you know, just help you find services even if I can't provide it.
Okay.
All right. Mine is just holiday season. Just be grateful. Thankful for everything you got, people around you. It's a tough time for everybody right now. So
yeah. This is not really a tip, but it was a quote that I saw that I really like earlier. I kind of like when it falls apart because now I can make it how I want it.
Okay. This is a tip of the week. Shout out to Yaz and Mikey. They always listen to the podcast.
Yaz, I love them. Mikey, love them.
Yeah. She had tweeted, be with someone that actually likes you, so you have freedom to be who you are and not constantly be challenged to change.
She always shout out to Yaz.
And they always listen to the podcast. Yeah. Shout out to Mikey and Yaz.
Yaz has something else. I'm gonna find it for the next episode.
And mine is rest and recovery is just as important as hustle and grind.
Rest and recovery is just as important as hustle and grind.
Yep.
That's good.
All right, this Nas, I'm clocking out.
Sue, clocking out.
Yo, this Len, I'm clocking out.
I clocked out.